John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Call May at Subway. Get a free delicious 6-inch breakfast sandwich when you buy any sandwich before 9 a.m., making May the best month ever. The Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh, this your wife? Oh, a lovely lady. Hey, baby, you're all right. You must have been something before electricity, huh?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent,
Rodney.
I'd be rich as Rockefeller.
The best.
Gold dust at my feet.
Feet.
On the sunny side of the street. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-doom.
Ba-da-ba-da-boom. Feel pretty bad. I think I have something to do with the Blues losing last night. I'll tell you why. Dan?
Yes.
Do you remember, first of all, good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're glad to have you here. You remember that yesterday, right before the show, I said we need to play the St. Louis Blues theme, you on the harmonica, me on my nose, and we didn't do it.
Yeah, you're
now,
right.
When we did do it last week, they won.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
We played it, and they won. We didn't, and they lost.
Now, tomorrow,
we have to play it twice. No, we have to play it twice to make up. Mm-hmm. We have to play it today, and we have to play it tomorrow, so they'll win. And lucky for the St. Louis, they seem to play better when they're out of town.
And we're going to have to play it on Thursday. Because Friday...
Oh, it's not tomorrow.
No, it is tomorrow. There is the Game 6 is tomorrow. So if the Blues win tomorrow...
Yeah, but if they don't...
It comes back here for Game 7.
No, it wouldn't. Now, you talk about a charged crowd.
Yeah. And we've already
But how
had.
About any time a team loses the seventh game here at home? Silent.
Oh, it's...
It's like people filing out from the rotunda after they viewed a body.
Mm-hmm.
Although I saw the Game 7 of the last series.
Your voice is changing.
Yeah. No, I'm having some...
Although I saw...
Allergy issues for the third straight week now.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
But the Dallas fans did stand... some of them stayed around and applauded their team. So,
yeah.
Some fans will. Some fans will be so mad and dejected that they'll just storm out. But some will acknowledge a good season.
I'd like to share with you some... I don't get letters very much. It's rare, actually. You get email. I got a letter. And it's a letter from a coward who wouldn't put a return name or email address. And I find this hilarious. I wish I'd get more of this. This is funny. Remember we talked about Guy Clark passed away and they said legendary country singer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was in the country radio business for 8 years. I talked to, I'd say, at least a dozen people after he died and said, did you ever? And they said, no, never heard of him. Never heard of him. Guy Clark. I thought, well, how legendary can you be if... most people never heard of it. So here's the short letter I get, which I find I feel sorry for people like this. Says here, this is who Guy Clark was, and he or she includes an article about Guy Clark. Please do not use the deceased as fodder for your show just because you may not be familiar with the person. Please consider that many people may have been familiar with the deceased. Well, cowardly Mr. Anonymous who sent me that letter, I hate to tell you, I didn't talk to anybody who'd ever heard of Guy Clark. Mm-hmm. And fodder for the show, no greater fodder sometimes than people who have passed away, like Michael Jackson or other people who deserve. Now, Guy Clark certainly doesn't deserve to be made fun of, but I don't know how that's making fun of somebody to say, how legendary can you be when... Nobody even people who did 8 years in country music never heard of the guy. So next time you write me, I don't think you will, but it'd be nice if you put a legitimate name on there. Maybe a phone number. I'll give you a call. We'll have a little chat. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Handing it over now to the man in the snowmobile parka. He's dressed for 20-degree weather, because by 6 it'll be 20 degrees in the studio. Yeah. I give you Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw the other day, just yesterday, that apparently this problem, it's a philosophy problem that dates back to the 17th century, was solved recently.
It happened again.
Yes.
Your voice is changing.
About 10 years ago, it finally solved it. And the problem, it was called Molyneux's problem. Mm-hmm. And it was an experiment where if a person is born blind, mm-hmm. and can feel the differences in shapes, like a cube, pyramid,
which I think most
sphere,
people could.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
Could they, if given the ability to see, be able to distinguish those objects by looking at them?
Oh, that's a good question.
Just after feeling them. So they were able to solve this. In 2003, I guess they had five people whose sight was restored, and
it was restored after they never
surgery.
Had sight?
Yes, after being born blind,
oh
and they had
goodness.
Surgery restore
how
sight.
How fantastic would that be?
Wow. But they found out all five of them could not by
distinguish.
Looking at them.
How about that?
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty interesting.
If I were blind and got my sight back, I'd still use the feeling women's boobs thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just say, I'm sorry, it's out of habit. It's out of habit. I have to feel you.
Mm-hmm. Next thing I have, I from time to time like to cook pork. I don't know if... and it was always the rule that pork should be well done, no pink
that's right.
inside pork, or apparently that's not necessarily...
a big deal out of that.
Yeah, it goes
years.
Back to trichinosis, apparently.
Yes, that's right, very good.
But it looks like that's not the case anymore. The cases of trichinosis are so rare. I think I saw in the story only 84 confirmed cases in... Between
ever.
2008 and 2012.
That's
none
true.
Fatal.
That's
so it looks like... you know, some people are even serving raw pork now in some restaurants. Like, you know how they do
that,
is that steak
horrible.
Tartare? Isn't
that
rare meat?
Too. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it looks like you can have some pink inside your pork
right. now. That sounded very dirty. What would sound dirtier was you can have some pork inside your pink.
Yeah,
that really sounds dirty. I totally had an Uncle Burnus. I've still never known another guy named Burnus. They called him Bernie, but Burnus was his name. And he ate, and I watched him do it, ground beef on a cracker with salt. Just raw ground beef. Just like, and he loved it.
And so I never had an issue with it.
No. He didn't smell very good, but that's because he didn't like to bathe. That had nothing
right.
to do with eating ground beef.
Ew.
This is the same uncle that picked his feet all the time. He'd take his shoes off, even on Sunday.
Oh, in between his toes?
Yeah. Sunday dinner at my grandmother's house, he'd be sitting there picking between his toes, socks on, but he'd still be picking, and then walk over to the table and reach in and take something off and take a bite of it. And I made a point to not eat anything near where he had touched after he picked his toes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has that uncle or somebody in the family who's just kind of crude.
Yes.
He was a great guy, but he was kind of crude. He's the same guy who would eat a chicken leg, and I've seen him do it 100 times. Eat a chicken leg and eat the entire, I mean, the bone.
After getting all the bone.
No, he chewed
ate the
bone.
Grizzle
he
and
kept
bone
chewing
and everything.
On the bone until it softened up and he ate the whole bone. He ate the whole chicken leg.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I won't even eat. What's that little rubber band, that tendon?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that.
Oh, I don't like
no,
that.
No, I don't like it either.
I won't eat the rubber band and I won't eat that gristle.
I can't.
He ate gristle, rubber band, bone, everything.
Yeah, and I'll see that. You see people who eat chicken wings and you just see the pile of bones on their plate.
Yeah.
They'll eat the knuckles and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah, they'll put that whole chicken wing in their mouth and all of a sudden they pull out the bone. And and it's completely cleaned off. And
I can't
and he would
do
just
that.
I can't do it either.
Chew it and gnaw it. And you're right. The first stage was the bone was like you put it in a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would chew till it softened up. And the next thing, he ate the whole bone.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He was something.
Last thing I have. I've shared some lists before. I found another list. These are some shocking things. American facts that you may not know.
I bet they won't shock me.
All right. Mm-hmm. First one. Did you know the U.S. government poisoned alcohol during Prohibition in the 20s and 30s, killing over 10,000 people?
Now, how do you know that?
They have...
Are you sure that's not just somebody's theory?
No, these are... each fact here has an article linked to a fact source. So this is...
that was supposed to be their way of enforcing. If people knew that, they wouldn't drink.
Well, it would probably spread,
I don't want to get one with a poison.
Bob died from drinking alcohol just yesterday. I'm not going to drink it.
Yeah.
Killing someone to prevent the theft of property is legal in Texas.
Still?
That's not surprising for Texas, I guess. 100 acres of pizza are served in the U.S. every day.
Hold on a second. When you say property, you don't mean land. You mean your property. You're just trying to steal
Killing someone to prevent the theft of property is legal in Texas.
So okay, someone's trying to steal your car or someone's
trying
to... So
not land. When I think of property, I think of a piece of land.
Yeah.
You're talking about their personal property.
Your car or your anything.
Your cell phone. You can kill them.
Yes.
Well, I don't know that I'm objecting to that too much.
The pizza one, if you have $10...
What was the pizza one?
100 acres of pizza are served in the U.S. every day.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's hard to even picture what that would be look like. If you have $10 in your pocket and no debt, you are wealthier than 25% of Americans.
What?
I believe that. No debt, though.
What?
No debt.
So most people, what you're saying, though, is 25% of Americans have a net worth of less than $10. Because that's what you do. Net worth means after all bills are paid, all debts are paid, what's left, your assets, that's... So 25% of this country is not worth $10.
Yes, there was an article I just saw the other day where it said if some up to, I think it was almost a third of the country, if they had to take care of an unexpected $1,000 bill, a lot of them couldn't do it.
Yeah.
7%, going back to your uncle, 7% of Americans claim they never bathe.
Wait, hold on here. 7% never bathe?
7% never bathe. Think about some of those backwoods.
I can believe that.
Well, I have an interview, and Peon actually got me this, and I've been sitting on it for a few days. It was an interview that was done with, there's that great joke we tell about the reporter trying to do an interview with the guy in West Virginia, the real mountain hillbilly.
Yes.
It's a great joke. Well, this reminds me of that. This is an actual reporter who sat down with some real redneck hillbillies. I mean mountain people. And it's pretty interesting what they have to say. I'll read you some of them, but that when you mentioned that, it reminded me of this article.
Next one, 9 million people are in prisons around the world, and a quarter of them are here in the United States.
That also does not surprise me.
No.
There are at least 97 people called LOL in the U.S.
What do you mean?
I guess they've changed their name to LOL.
97 people are named LOL?
Yes.
These people are crazy.
It's completely legal for minors to smoke cigarettes in the United States and parts of Europe. What they can't do is purchase them. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. So you can't do a thing to a 10-year-old if he's standing on the corner smoking.
I guess not. What would the charge be?
Wow.
And more than half, I think we talked about it. In more than half of the U.S. states, the highest paid public employee in the state is a football coach. And I've seen that list before.
Oh,
college
no, that doesn't
college coaches.
Me. That does not surprise me.
Montana has three times as many cows as it does people.
Does not surprise me.
The current flag. Do you know who designed the current flag?
What do you mean the current flag?
The
current
United States
flag?
Yes.
Who
with
designed
the 50
it?
Stars?
Well, it's essentially the same flag we always had. It just has more stars.
It was designed by a 17-year-old. I don't know how long ago it was for a school project. Robert Heft.
How come Betsy Ross gets the credit?
Well, she did the original one with the, remember it had the stars in a circle, I think? He did the 50-star ones, and he got a B- on it.
Well, it's not exactly the work of a genius.
1958, he designed it.
It's a rectangular flag. It's got some stripes, and he threw some stars in another little square. So that's, you know.
So we've had this version of our flag since 1958, I guess.
Yes.
We should never have a new flag. We should never mess
with
the flag.
No, I don't think so.
Don't ever redo it.
Let's see here. This is a couple more good ones here.
You're a grand old flag. You're a high flying flag.
America, you know, America has an official rock, paper, scissors league.
You have
the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true to the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. Should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Thank you.
And I know why I remembered it.
GPS is owned and controlled by the U.S. government. It can be switched off at any time.
Wait, what was the one that you said before when Frank was singing?
Because if people really listen to the song.
There was an official rock, paper, there is an official rock, paper, scissors league in America.
Speaking of that, I did watch pickleball last night. I watched the international whatever pickleball doubles championship.
Yeah.
I watched it on CBS Sports Channel, thanks to Bill Cleveland for telling me about
it. I could not find CBS Sports Channel on Charter. I don't know where it is.
We did, and I'm sure you have it. I don't know how.
I probably do,
just
too. But
search, typed in CBS Sports, and there it was. What else do you have?
That's the last. No, that was it. That was the last one.
We turn now to my right, your left on the dashboard, the left dashboard of your part of your car dash. Dan Strauss, do you have anything?
I do not.
Those are up. Our segment is officially closed. We're going to talk to John Londoff. Do we need to go to traffic before we
go? No, we don't talk to him.
Oh, that's right. I do it today.
Yes,
I keep forgetting. Tuesday, I get the honors of speaking for John Londoff. Yeah, Bill Cosby's going to trial. You see that?
Yes.
He's going to have to face the music, and I'm sure he's thinking, I'm Bill Cosby.
Oh, no, he's going to walk in, and he's going to be sickly looking.
The deal today where he had his hand on a person leading him in because he's almost blind now. All of a sudden, when he realized he was in real trouble, he starts going blind.
Yeah.
You remember when Michael Jackson showed up in pajamas?
Yes.
He was so sick.
Yeah.
These people. So Johnny Londoff, I'm sure, is not in a very good mood this morning after the hockey game last night. He'll be in a better mood, hopefully, tomorrow night after they go down there or out there and beat San Jose. I'll tell you what else puts him in a good mood. You know, cheer him up a little bit. Go buy a new Chevy. That'll cheer him up. Buy anything from a Spark, probably the most affordable vehicle, the most for your money that you can buy, a brand new car for $8,900 or whatever, or a Suburban, or a Tahoe, or an Equinox, or that Impala. I'm telling you, folks, that Impala, if you're looking for a sedan, maybe you're in business, like you're a realtor, you have to take clients out or something. That Impala is a beautiful, roomy sedan. It's to me the best Impala since 1964. 64 was the last Impala that just really knocked my socks off until this one came along. So, if you would consider a Chevy. And I say that because there are a few people who they want something else, and you're not going to talk them into anything but what they want. By golly, I'm going to get a Chrysler. I'm going to get a Ford. And they're making a mistake because you need to probably every year refresh your knowledge of what's out there on the market. There's still some old people who, because they had a Chevy break down in 1953, I'll never have another Chevy. And since then, we're not talking to those people. We're talking to you, people who are open to taking a look at something you're not real familiar with. And if you're shopping for a pickup truck, you go ahead and you look at that GMC full-size pickup truck. You know what that is? That's a Chevy. That's a Chevy wearing a costume, wearing a GMC costume. And they put a couple little pieces of chrome here and a couple of different names. It's the same truck. It's the same truck. It just costs more. You think I'm kidding? There used to be two Suburbans. There was a GMC Suburban, a Chevy Suburban. That always really confused me. What do you drive? Suburban. Which one? They were both called the Suburban, and then they started calling the GMC a Yukon. And the Yukon XL would have been the Suburban. Forget all that. Chevy's all you need. You don't need to pay that extra money for stuff you don't really need or want anyway. And then when you decide to buy the Chevy, you know where to buy it. And remember what I told you. We have people. Can't name them. There's top secrecy and confidentiality involved. But if you buy a Chevrolet and you're a listener to this show, I don't even want to talk about what could happen to you. Dan and Peon know what I'm talking
about.
Sad. There are people right now in hospitals in St. Louis going, what happened?
It's scary.
Well, here's what happened. You bought a Chevy, you claimed to be AM and the PM, and you didn't buy it from Landolf, and the next thing you knew, in the darkness of night, somebody broke your legs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. Just telling you. It's a warning.
Wasn't from us.
You're going to be AM and the PM, then be it, by golly. Don't just claim it. Be it. Be all that you can be. AM and the PM, and that means your Chevy comes from Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. This is when they say this is the, there's never been a better time to buy. Well, I don't know that I'd like to say that. Maybe there was a better. Maybe 4 years ago, you made four times as much money as you make now. That would have been a better time to buy, but you can't go back. So jump in there now, get a vehicle you deserve. You folks that drive a lot and drive around in old beat-up cars, you deserve a new car, even if to you new is a pre-owned car 3, 4, 5 years old. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 up in North County, 24/7 at Landolf.com.
That's right. Being AM and the PM is not just a state of mind. It's a way of life.
Oh, that's good. Not just a state of mind, but a way of life.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Did you just make that up?
I did.
Yeah, I think you did.
I did.
That's good.
I don't know what happened.
Very deep.
I know. I'm feeling really deep today. Let's throw it to Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, if you're coming in on eastbound 70, we've got a slowdown now from 94 through 5th Street. Eastbound 270, you're heavy from McDonald through 170. Westbound 40, Kings Highway out through McCausland. Eastbound 40, we're heavy 141 through Mason. And a little slowdown on southbound 55 between Union and Rivas. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us? Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
Free trials of a shockingly effective belly flattener called Nubiotics are now being given away to this station's first 100 callers. I repeat, free trials are now being given away. The only question is, will you be one of the first 100 callers? Ready, set, call now. 1-800-600-5971. Limit one free trial per household. If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Again, free trials of this shockingly effective belly flattening discovery are now being given away to the first 100 callers. The only question is, will you be one of the first 100 to call? Hurry, call now for details. 1-800-600-5971. That's 1-800-600-5971. 1-800-600-5971.
Attention. Soma Biotics is currently seeking participants who are suffering from heartburn or acid reflux. If you periodically experience any of the following symptoms, you're eligible to receive a free trial of the new breakthrough, Soma Biotics. To be eligible, your symptoms may include heartburn, acid reflux, indigestion, bloated belly, frequent burping, excessive gas, abdominal discomfort. Soma Biotics is scientifically designed with natural ingredients to combat heartburn and acid reflux the healthy and natural way. Plus, it helps flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of waste from your body. To participate in this Soma Biotics trial, call 1-800-700-4915. Again, if you're experiencing periodic symptoms of heartburn or acid reflux, you are eligible to participate and get a free trial of Soma Biotics. This is a radio-only offer. For your free trial, call now for details. 1-800-700-4915. That's 1-800-700-4915. 1-800-700-4915.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters, and I'm here to tell you that we've got it all. The Samsung High Efficiency Active Wash with the convenient built-in pre-wash sink. Yep, we've got it. The GE Cafe French Door Refrigerator with the Keurig K-Cup brewing system on the door. Got that too. Bosch dishwashers whose quietness is only matched by their flexibility. We've got it all. Not only does Appliance Discounters carry these amazing appliances always at the lowest price, we're also a factory authorized servicer. At Appliance Discounters, you can get it all.
You want that picture-perfect lawn, but you've got major broadleaf weeds. Here's the solution. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. You need DynaGreen Long-Lasting with Viper to take care of all major broadleaf weeds, especially crabgrass. You can find DynaGreen at your local independent lawn and garden dealer. And to find out more, go to DynaGreenInfo.com. Get rid of your weeds with DynaGreen Long-Lasting with Viper at your independent lawn and garden dealer. Ask for DynaGreen at Kirkwood Material.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's talk once again about something a lot of people don't like to talk about. We're going to talk about it. I'll talk. You listen. How's that? And Dan's not laughing at death.
It's no,
something
I'm
else
not.
Off the air yes. Just now that happened. It's our good show, the one you never yes, will hear.
That's right.
The show that takes place off the air. It is important. They said that when after Prince died, the number of wills established by people just skyrocketed.
Oh,
all of a sudden, people go, I need a will, I need a will, I need a will. And all of a sudden, they realize, ooh, this is a smart thing to do. Well, here's another smart thing to do, is decide right now. Look, you know who you are. If somebody in your family is old and ailing and sick, and mom or dad or grandma, grandpa, you need to come together now and decide, what are we going to do? Who are we going to call when, you know, Pawpaw passes away? Or Mama passes away, who are we going to call? I'm hoping you'll call, if you're in Illinois, you'll call Calmer Memorial Services. And if you're on the Missouri side, you'll call American Cremation. Both owned by the same family, Joe and Cheryl Calmer. And they're on a mission to show people that it is absolutely not necessary to spend the kind of money that some people spend on funerals. And the world seems to be getting the message, because cremation, and you can go online and just Google stats on cremation and the National Association of Funeral Homes, and they all have the information there. And it's pretty interesting. You go from the 20s, 30s, 40s, the 60s, the 90s, you go till now, the rise, the consistent rise in cremations. And in another 14 years, they say, half of the deaths, the people will be cremated. So decide now what you're going to do. Do you want to spend a lot of money? Do you want to pay a funeral home a lot of money because they have overhead and they have a lot of expenses that you didn't ask them to incur? They have limos and they have hearses and they have a building and eight visitation rooms and viewing rooms and all these caskets to choose from. Smart people. And look, if you want to go that expensive funeral route, that doesn't necessarily mean you're stupid. But I think a lot of people are who do that because maybe they don't know there's another way. And to many people, a better way, and that's cremation. 90% of what Calmer does at both of these facilities is cremation. And it's a fraction of the cost of a funeral. You say, well, yeah, but you don't get anything, and there's no real fancy. No, there's not. There's not anything fancy unless you want to be fancy. You want a fancy urn. You can still get a plot and bury some ashes. But you can also do this. You can have multiple celebrations or memorial events if you want to. You can scatter those ashes. You can make that an ongoing event that lasts quite a while. We have some people, and you guys know who I'm talking about, the two sisters whose mom passed away.
Yeah.
And they have taken her ashes on a couple of trips with us, things, places she knew they liked. And they made the celebration of her life. They stretched it out for years, a day or an hour at a time.
We went out on the beach with them a couple of times.
And just sprinkle some ashes. So I want you to do this. I want you to go look at Joe Calmer and Cheryl Calmer's websites. There's one for the folks in Illinois, one in Missouri. It's kind of the same message, and it's that those days are over when people were talked into or not talked out of spending a lot of money. And that's the other thing. So when people lose somebody, you're not in your right mind. You're kind of crazy and grieving, and it's kind of easy to let you just go on, and I want the best casket. And they're not going to say, oh, you don't want to do that. That's just a lot of unnecessary money. They'll take your money. So I want you to go to frankopinion.com, and I want you to click on sponsors. It says menu first. Drop down the menu and click on sponsors, and you'll see in Illinois where to click and Missouri where to click. There is a better, smarter way, and it's still dignified. It's just dignity with affordability. American Cremation on the Missouri side and Calmer Memorial Services on the Illinois side. Do we need a break?
No.
We got a little time? We can take some calls. Let's take some calls. I love to take calls. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS, or from most cell phones, star KTRS. I do want to read an email. I mentioned yesterday Medishare. Medishare is like insurance. It's a Christian group. I think it's about 160 to 200,000 people, and they put money in a pool. And then if you're a part of that pool and you're a Christian that's in this group, if you get sick, that group pays your expenses. In other words, let's say you have $50,000 or $10,000 not covered by insurance, so you don't have regular insurance. You submit it, and this Medishare group, all together, they pay your bill because they pool money. Now, I don't know the specifics. I don't know if everybody has to put in the same amount or you put whatever you can in. I don't know, but I get this email from Alan, and he says, I heard you talking about Medishare. It is so much better than insurance. I pay $160 a month as opposed to $500 a month for insurance. If I have a medical bill, let's say, for $10,000, I send the proof of service, and the entire bill is paid.
Whoa!
He says, and you asked, how do you confirm that someone is a Christian? He says, well, basically, you just fill out a form and tell them your testimony about when you became a Christian, and you sign a form that you're a Christian, and they take your word for it. Montana doesn't allow it because of state laws. The federal government does accept it as an alternative to insurance, so it does meet the Obamacare demands. So if you want to check into it and you're a Christian, and again, it's easy to fake that. You know, you're right, I'm a Christian. I became when I was 12. I accepted Jesus. You can fake it. I don't know that I'd want to mess with faking.
Test the waters on that?
Yeah, because
I know.
Someday you're going to have to meet the maker. Yeah. And he's going to go, this thing here where you claimed you were a Christian to get in the insurance group, you and I both know you weren't a Christian. See ya. You're going to hell. So you can check it out. It's MediShare, like Medicare, but share. And see what you think. I'm not pushing it. I'm not selling it. I don't know anything about it. I don't know how you decide who pays how much money. But I do know this. We're going to talk to Tom because he's been waiting a little while. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Well, hi, Frank. How are you today, sir?
Fantastic. What can we do for you?
Well, by any chance, are the problem solvers around?
Yeah. Is your name really Tom, or are you somebody else whose voice I think I recognize?
No, Frank, I'm one of those honest people. I've been calling you I've been listening since the old days.
Tom, you know who Tom sounds like?
I always use my real name.
He sounds like Johnny Holson. A little bit for the Wellington.
My voice is a little hoarse today. That's it.
This thing sounds a little bit loud.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I can see where you would hear that. Tom, you met Tom at the Londos
event.
Right.
That's right. Tom, what can we do for you today?
Well, I do need the problem solvers if they're handy.
Well, they are handy because we're handy. We are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem, Tom?
Who the hell is Guy Clark?
Oh, you're making that guy.
The fellow that owns all the gas stations. I know they used to have a bunch of them in the old days.
That's another Clark. No, he died a week or so ago, and it was written up in the big country legend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Guy Clark.
Well, listen, you guys have done it again.
Well, we have.
In the PM.
Thank you, Tom. And as the singers like to say,
we've done it again.
Thank you, singers. I don't even know their names, those girls. They've been here a long, long time. Unless we need to find out their
names.
Yeah, I have to stop talking to this. I can't get a word out.
I guess today's Jose Hernandez. Sometimes his voice changes in the middle of the second. This is Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Fine, sir. How you doing, man?
I'm never better. Thank you. What can we do for you?
Hey, the other day you were talking about Guy Clark. I don't know if you remember a little song out quite a few years ago called Homegrown Tomatoes.
I love that song.
Okay, that was him.
Okay, I didn't know that. He wrote Homegrown Tomatoes.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
Was that him singing it?
Yeah, hey, yes, sir.
All right, in honor of Guy Clark, who I never heard of, except I know that song, we'll play a little Homegrown Tomatoes, because before you know it, it's going to be the peak of Homegrown Tomato season.
Oh,
that's right.
Nothing better. Nothing better.
Thank you.
We'll play it now. Thank you. All right, Guy Clark, Homegrown Tomatoes.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes.
Got that right.
Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you ripe when
don't get a harden.
Spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer.
Oh, yeah.
I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
If only we would have known back then, the other day, that he did this song.
Yeah.
They didn't mention that in the article.
They didn't mention it at all.
I had no idea.
Can you stop it right for a second? Beyond brought up a good point last year when we played this song. It says, the only two things that money can't buy, and that's true loving and homegrown tomatoes. Money can buy homegrown tomatoes. I see them at stands all the time.
They're not your homegrown, but they're somebody else's homegrown.
But money can buy.
Right, pick it back. Can buy love, too.
Pick it back. Well, sure can. It's like $100 an hour.
Go out and eat, that's for sure. But it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad. Put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. Eat them with egg.
You can eat them with gravy.
Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side. Put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake grill.
Homegrown tomatoes, everybody. Homegrown tomatoes.
What'll I be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy. And that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
They could use a little harmonica assistance or kazoo. Norman could have helped out here.
If I was to change this life I lead, well, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed. Cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. Well, when I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Is that just a regular violin there? Or a fiddle?
I think
or...
you made it. I like the way it ends, though. It'll be here any moment. It just needs a harmonica. That's all.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, if only he'd know about you.
Hey,
See, you messed up.
Oh, right over, he was waiting for
the
that.
The best part.
Part
I was waiting for. Okay, now what?
Someone called and said that guy, that they thought they were in one of those, a store, like Cracker Barrel, where you put the headphones on and you can punch up something.
Right.
She thought Guy Clark did a song called Bones and thought it was really funny. Is there anything like that on there?
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either.
Look, like, go back to what I said before. Nobody I talked to ever heard of Guy Clark.
I know.
If the loser who wrote me
that
letter...
Bag of Bones?
Bag of Bones?
Bag of Bones.
Maybe that's it. Doesn't sound funny so far.
No.
Said his hip talks to him when it's ready to rain. Had a little nip and he's feeling no pain when he gets like this.
You know what? I don't like it already because it's dirty. Little nip.
Yeah.
It's a breast reference.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't like that dirty stuff.
Boy.
No.
No wonder.
Way to go, Guy. The Brenda Lee of,
whoa.
You know, of country music. How are we doing on time? 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from most any cell phone star, KTRS. There was, I know what I wanted to mention. I'll get this out of the way, because it's not funny, but it kind of goes along with what I said yesterday about the political leanings and racial leanings of the Post-Dispatch. And I mentioned how they always positioned in print Michael Brown as an unarmed teen, shot and killed by a white officer, and I don't like that. I'm tired of that. Well, I'm reading a story this morning, and I admit I read it online because it's free. I'm not going to pay to read that paper. And there was a young lady named Brandy, I think her last name was Hill, I don't have it in front of me, but she was shot and killed Sunday night in downtown St. Louis. Do you know the story?
Yes, I do. And they took the baby was in the car. She had a baby.
There were three people in the car. Brandy was in the car. She's 21 years old. She had her little nine-month-old or something, a child in the car, in a car seat. And then she had a friend who was pregnant with her. And at a stoplight, these two thugs decide they want the car, a Dodge Challenger, so they shot her and killed her. And down
after
the road,
she got out of the car.
Oh, yeah. She complied, and they killed her anyway.
Yeah.
Now, here's the issue. I'm reading this thing, and I'm thinking, well, I wish they'd give a little more, because they're still looking for these suspects. But the Post refuses to put that they're black. They didn't say anywhere in the article, but they give you a link to a police YouTube thing where then it says two black suspects.
Yeah, there were some surveillance cameras.
Yeah, I saw the surveillance camera.
But here's my question. Why wouldn't you print that they're black and you say, well, they don't want to stir anything. That's not their job. Their job is to print the news. Brandy was black. So to my other point that I want to make here, if she had been white, I don't believe there would be a big deal made of it. And certainly the people that put their fists in the air and were loudmouths in Ferguson wouldn't have come out and said, oh, we got to stop it. She was black. Why don't they also come out, if this Black Lives Matter, her life apparently didn't matter, to the same people that you'd see in the street yelling, stomping on police cars, breaking things and looting. Why aren't they out protesting now the loss of a sister, of a young black woman? No. If two white boys had done this, Man, oh man, they'd be burning downtown St. Louis down. Mm-hmm. Same crime, same results, a dead woman. But if two white guys had carjacked and shot her, we'd have there'd be hell to pay. I don't get it. Yeah. They say Black Lives Matter, but then something like this comes along. Well, have you seen a protest? I haven't seen
no,
protest.
No.
They ought to be out there right now going, we got to catch these bastards and put them away for the rest of their lives. So it's just an observation, and I think it's a good one, and I think we got to put an end to that. The other thing I want to mention is, it seems like calls for us. Take that call. It was good to hear Mike Thompson. I'm listening this morning a little bit while I'm shaving. That's usually when I listen. And Mike Thompson did the news. Did you hear him this morning?
No.
He's one of the real old school, real broadcasters. He sounds like he should be in the radio business, and he has been for quite a while. We have to break now. We have to break, so we didn't get to the call in time or the callers in time. Mark and Jason, every day you hear peons say, call markandjason.com. Then we all say it at the same time. So who are Mark and Jason? Mark and Jason are actually a couple of real people, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. There was Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel Nicholas, as you know, is a member of SIPC-NYSE. That's a legal thing. We have to do that. Now, if you change jobs, and a lot of you right now are thinking, oh, man, I wish I could change jobs. A lot of them right here in this very station going, I wish I could change jobs and go somewhere else. When you do that, if you have a 401k plan or any other kind of retirement plan, you're going to have some questions. You should have some questions. Or if you retire, certainly. Like, what do I do with this 401k or retirement money? Do I cash it out? Do I roll it over into an IRA? Do I need to pay taxes on it? Are there penalties? Is there some sort of favorable tax treatment that I need to know about? What's the growth potential of this money? And to get that growth, what do I do with it? On and on and on. You don't know the answer to those questions, and I don't either. You might want to consider having a conversation, a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're financial advisors, as I said, and that's all it is. It's advice. You're not obligated to do anything, and the meeting will cost you nothing, but you have to set it up. If you'd like to get their phone number and a lot of other good information, go to markandjason.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, I'm looking at a stalled tractor trailer. It looks like on the eastbound lanes of the Chain of Rocks Bridge, and that's causing a backup to about Riverview. And we also have southbound 270 stop-and-go traffic from Olive. Now it goes all the way through Highway 44. And southbound 55, we are jammed up from Loughborough through Revis Barracks. This traffic report is brought to you by GoDaddy. Can you grow your business, goose your bottom line? GoDaddy can help with website design, online marketing tools, and 24/7 expert advice. Go you, go daddy. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.